Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is warm across much of Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains calm. In Haifa, the skies are clear, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports earlier today that Israel struck Gaza after kites threatened the southern border, targeting Hamas sites in Shati. Also, according to Israel Hayom, the IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots inside mosques in Shati and Deir al-Bala earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the need for a broad national government, mentioning the historical Altalena ship. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes, Israeli strikes are seen by Lebanese officials as groundwork for a broader military campaign. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has destroyed 8 miles of Gaza tunnels where Hadar Golden's body was held. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Leibowitz, a commentator, shared just minutes ago a replay of yesterday's Dodgers game on social media. Guy Az, an observer of regional security, posted recently about Israel's 3-day ultimatum to halt kite launches, emphasizing the complexity of dealing with this threat. Ihab Hassan, a political analyst, shared a video earlier today from the West Bank highlighting tensions involving Israeli settlers and soldiers. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strikes on Gaza reported by Ynet. These actions targeted Hamas locations in Shati as a response to incendiary kite launches. This echoes tactics from previous conflicts. The IDF warns further launches could lead to escalated responses, impacting both security and regional stability. Turning to the weapons depots destroyed by the IDF and Shin Bet, detailed by Israel Hayom, these operations targeted sites in Shati and Deir al-Bala, aimed at disrupting Hamas's capabilities. Such strategic strikes are crucial for maintaining security in the region, but may increase tensions on the ground. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's call for a broad national government, covered by Walla, highlights the internal political challenges facing Israel. He referenced the Altalena ship, symbolizing the need for unity in times of conflict. This statement underscores the political landscape's fragility amid external threats. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post's report on Israeli airstrikes suggests these actions may indicate preparation for a larger military campaign. The focus on strategic ridgelines and transport routes in Lebanon points to a calculated approach. This could have significant implications for regional diplomacy and security. Finally, I-24 News notes the IDF's destruction of Gaza tunnels. These tunnels were previously used to hold the body of Hadar Golden. This action is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's infrastructure. It remains a sensitive issue for both Israeli families and broader peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, tech reports from earlier today that Estonia is considering Israel's David Sling missile defense system as part of a €1 billion decision. This choice involves comparisons with other international systems and could affect defense relations. Separately, Globes has noted that SanDisk is transferring jobs from Israel to India, affecting its Kfar Sava development center. This move is part of broader changes in the company's global strategy. And finally, Ynet Business reports on Yaakov Borover's journey from cinema usher to international CEO. His career spans from a Petah Tikva theater to leading a global company, showcasing resilience through industry challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.